Here's a spotlight on research from the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Josephine Reed. We know the arts have successfully helped people cope with a variety of both psychological and physiological issues. Now, a recent study has shown that the arts can have a distinct impact on kids who are poor. With me to explain is Director of Research here at the NEA, Sunil Iyengar. Hi, Sunil.
Hi, Joe. Great to be here.
What did this study find?
Well, if you think about it, when you're stressed, what happens? Well, you tense up, of course, but there's a hormone called cortisol that flows in your body, and that's particularly activated when you feel stressed. Kids, when they're from poor families especially, or for poor backgrounds, they tend to have higher levels of stress than kids from well-to-do backgrounds. And you can understand that, right? They're facing all kinds of tensions in their lives, poverty-related risks, right? Maybe crime neighborhoods, you know, maybe family domestic situations. So when they have that stress level, cortisol, it does a lot of other damage. It hurts their physical health potentially down the road. It can mess up their ability to concentrate. And so we had a research team that was very interested in figuring out, well, you know, poverty can get under the skin because it makes cortisol levels change, which affects health. But can the arts get under the skin in the same way? Because these same researchers had found in the past that in studies of kids who had intensive arts experiences in publicly funded preschools, Head Starts preschools, when they had that exposure to the arts, they tended to do better. They were much more ready for school. They showed better social and emotional engagement compared to kids who went to high-quality preschools but did not have a lot of arts. And so they found that these arts-enriched kids, if you will, were doing much, much better on a variety of domains. So they then asked, well, maybe there's something physiological. Maybe there's something sort of helping them perform better. And one of the things they looked at was stress.
So are you saying that that exposure to the arts lowered the stress level, that it had a physiological impact?
That's
on
exactly
kids?
What they found. Wow. That's what the study seems to suggest. The study just came out, and we're really happy to have funded it. This is in a school in Philadelphia, the Kaleidoscope Arts Enrichment Program there. When they looked at these kids, a few hundred kids in the school, when they saw that they had arts classes, they found that the levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, was significantly lower than when they just kind of came out of homeroom. And they did this over time. They did this like at the beginning of the school year, the middle of the school year, and the end of the school year. And they did this at various times of day, so morning, you know, afternoon, late afternoon. And they found that, in fact, over time, the cortisol levels, the stress hormone levels, were significantly lower in kids after they had experienced the arts in class than when they were in their homeroom class. And then they asked, well, why is that? They looked at music, visual arts, and dance. And all across all those art forms, they found this was true, that kids experienced much lower levels of cortisol, stress hormone, when they were doing the arts. And they're going to do more studies, I hope. But this suggests that not only are we finding that at-risk kids who go to schools with arts enrichment, not only are these kids better at performing academically, not only are they better at engaging with other kids, but as kids get immersed in doing art, as they start practicing it, as they start drawing, painting, singing, dancing, and as they do this over the course of a year in installments, they are gaining a sense of self and confidence. And, you know, researchers have called it flow, which means kind of being in the moment, in the zone, like a great basketball player. And they find themselves. And in a sense, what happens while that's going on, and the arts is doing this, is they are also gaining, subtly, they're gaining control of their emotions. Because they're not consciously saying, I need to calm down or I need to move my stress levels down. It's just that they find themselves in painting. They find their expression coming to fruition. They are completely engaged. The arts allows you to calm down in a way because it gives you something else to be excited about and to channel your stress into, you know, losing track of time and focusing on the moment. They're confident. They gain confidence and mastery in the act of doing art. And that confidence and mastery translates into much more fulfillment. And essentially, the stress goes away and it dissipates. That's what I think we're finding in these kids.
And so what's the next step, do you think?
Well, I hope that they do many more of these kinds of studies. One thing I want to commend about this one was these are diverse populations, and that's an important factor. You know, you have different races, ethnicities in the mix, not only the fact that they were, you know, economically disadvantaged. So I think that's important because more research needs to be done with larger scale studies where we see what happens in all kinds of populations in the U.S. So we understand that is this really something we can say is true of all kids?
Right. It's not just Philadelphia.
Exactly. It's not just Philadelphia, although they seem to be doing something right there. But I would just say that this is an important issue, and this is something that the NEA is certainly committed to studying. we really want to get more people looking at this all across the country, because we feel that by, you know, certainly channeling the art from preschool or, you know, in high school, later in life, you're giving people an opportunity not only to create and express themselves, but to find satisfaction, and beyond that, to transcend some of the day-to-day stress and, you know, the difficulties of everyday life.
And Sunil, if somebody wants to read the study itself, where can they find it?
Oh, well, they can go to arts.gov, and the study itself was published in Child Development. That's a journal in the field, and it's linked from our website, and they should be able to get it there.
Terrific. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sunil Iyengar is Director of Research at the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Josephine Reed. Thanks for listening.